You may have seen an ad for Google India bouncing around the internet, even on PRI.org. The ad features an older Indian man telling his granddaughter about his long-lost childhood friend who lives in Lahore in what is now Pakistan, where he used to live before the partition of India and Pakistan in 1947. As boys, they used to go to his friend's family sweet shop in Lahore. After hearing the story, his granddaughter Googles the sweet shop, then picks up the phone and calls them.
Hello, assalamu alaikum.
Fazal Sweets?
Hanji.
The granddaughter and the Pakistani man's grandson conspire, and the old friends are reunited. It's pretty darn touching. The world's Ritu Chatterjee was also moved by the ad. She's in Delhi, in India.
I found myself cheering up, especially at the moment where the two long-lost friends meet, and then, you know, hugging each other and getting soaked in the rain. So I found it quite moving.
What's your own personal connection, Ritu, to the partition? I cried as well, and I don't even have any connection to partition or India or Pakistan. Why do you think you teared up?
That's the thing, Marco. I actually don't have any personal connection with the partition as well. One side of my family has roots in Bangladesh, but nothing in Pakistan. But, you know, living in northern India especially, you have friends. You have friends of friends, relatives of friends. Many, many people still have connections with Pakistan. In fact, just the other day, a couple of days after I saw the ad, I was at a friend's parents' place having tea. And we started talking about the ad. My friend's father said he was moved by it. His wife then started telling stories about her family's connections with Lahore, which is where her family was from. So the stories are all around you. The other thing is, Marco, that this theme of parting with people, you know, losing an old friend, a family member, or lovers, parting and reuniting is a big cultural theme here in India. You see it in Bollywood films, you read it in stories, you read it in poetry. So that's a big part of the culture here, just even outside of the partition. So the ad very cleverly taps into, one, the existing sort of sentimentality of Indians and their connection with this theme of parting and reunition, and then obviously the story is connected with partition.
I mean, part of what made me so sad when I saw this is that this ad for Google purports to show reconnection and reunion. You know, that historical fork in the road with partition, it's actually a pretty easy one to get around. Just go on Google and, you know, find out where people live. Why don't more people do this?
Well, that's the thing, Marco, and that's been the one sort of criticism of the ad. The fact is that it's not easy. So it's an unrealistic ad. For a Pakistani to get a visa to India, it's incredibly difficult. You know, there are thousands, perhaps millions of people wanting to reunite with their friends and long-lost family members, and they can't do it because of the visa requirements.
How hard is it to get a visa then? I mean, of those millions of people, is there only a handful getting visas to travel?
I don't know the exact numbers, but I've read that activists on both sides of the borders are actively pursuing efforts to force the governments to relax visa rules. And the fact is that even when they do get visas, they are humiliated when they come to the other side. Say, for example, I was just reading this article in the Indian Express newspaper written by an Indian woman who lives in the U.S. with her Pakistani husband. And she was saying, you know, even though she and her husband have visited both India and Pakistan, they have to go through very humiliating questioning by government officials. They're made to feel like criminals. And, you know, they recognize that they are privileged. For the poor people, it's even harder.
Has this ad touched a nerve in Pakistan as well?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I was just chatting with a Pakistani journalist friend of mine in Lahore. She was saying that, interestingly enough, this ad has led her and her friends to discuss about how their grandparents, who are no longer around, and that in their last years, they talked so fondly of India that at the end of their lives, they were thinking a lot about India. You know, it has really touched a nerve on both sides. I mean, there are real people with real connections and real emotional attachments on both sides.
The world's Ritu Chatterjee in Delhi. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Marco.